Long before the U.S. Supreme Court decided to overturn Roe v. Wade, Poland was rewriting rules on reproductive rights. Poland has some of Europe's strictest abortion laws, and further curbs in recent years have led to mass protests. But many in the historically Catholic nation are staunch supporters of government policy. Now, in what is a European first, one activist in Poland is facing jail time for helping another woman terminate an unwanted pregnancy. Special correspondent Rosie Burchard reports.
Poland, home to some 20 million women and girls, has the lowest official abortion rate in the European Union. For those who find themselves facing an unwanted pregnancy, there are few places to turn to find an official way out. From this Warsaw apartment, Justyna Wydrinska is a lifeline for Polish women looking for loopholes in their country's ban on most abortions. She tells them how to find pills online to self-administer or travel to clinics abroad, actions that fall within the grey zone of Poland's restrictions.
People who want to do abortions, they didn't disappear. They are here in this country, but they don't have a place to go and openly talk about their plans.
But in 2020, the activist broke the law and sent abortion pills directly to a woman who said she was trapped in an abusive relationship and feeling desperate, something Wydrinska herself once experienced.
I knew exactly what she was going through. I knew exactly how hard it was for her to fight for her like dignity, to fight for her right to stop this pregnancy. And this was my only motivation to really share my own pills with her.
The 47-year-old mother of three was reported to police and now faces up to 3 years behind bars for the criminal offence of aiding abortion. It wasn't always this way for women here in Warsaw. Under communist rule decades ago, abortion was broadly accessible. At the time, the Catholic Church was seen as an ally to the anti-communist resistance, fighting for democracy.
Church was the oasis of freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of expression of expressing own ideas and so on. So at the beginning of 90s, this experience of church, I think it was very quite alive, quite vivid among people.
As the Iron Curtain fell, the church's view that life begins at conception gained political ground. Around 90% of Poles are Catholics. In 1993, abortion was declared illegal, except in cases of rape or incest, risks to the mother's health, or fetal defects. Then, in 2020, Poland's constitutional tribunal struck down the exception for fetal abnormalities, described by the country's anti-abortion rights movement as eugenic abortions. Chanting promises to protect their sisters if the government will not, thousands took to the streets to decry what they called a de facto total ban that could force women to carry to term babies that would never survive. Gynecologist Rafał Kuzlik says the shift has left some doctors like him struggling to find out just what's allowed and what's not.
We are afraid of doing anything what is called abortion because we don't know what will happen. Even if we see, okay, it is legally, should be legally, we are afraid if maybe someone tells us, no, it wasn't legal, you should check it, but we have no time. So we afraid to do it, so we do. We say, I'm sorry, I cannot do it for you.
The Polish government told us it issued guidance to make clear to doctors the circumstances under which they can facilitate terminations and urged practitioners to be unafraid to take action based on their medical knowledge. Lawmaker Bartłomiej Wróblewski says his country's rules reflect societal values.
Polish law is very similar to the laws of majority of democratic states 30 or 40 years ago, because we have still classic understanding of human rights. Right to life extends to the people who are not healthy, to disabled people, and we should not exclude from the right to life people who are weaker.
Wroblewski is part of the ruling Law and Justice Party, which, with its anti-abortion rights stance, has secured a majority in Poland's parliament. Another seismic shift began here in late February.
Millions of Ukrainians have arrived in train stations like this one, fleeing Russia's war across the border. Poland's efforts to offer homes to Ukrainian refugees have been internationally lauded. Welcome points like these ones are here waiting for the new arrivals, and they're offered quick access to the job market, education and healthcare. Among them are women seeking to end unwanted pregnancies.
This under-the-radar family planning information centre says it's received hundreds of inquiries from Ukrainian women, some of whom say they were raped by Russian soldiers. It's the latest flashpoint in a heated debate. Conservative activist Kaya Godek has been handing out flyers, printed in Ukrainian, to send a message to refugees.
Basically, it says that once you cross the border, you are safe from the war and your children are safe too. And if anyone presses you to have an abortion, you have to call the police.
Though rape victims are legally allowed abortions in Poland, Godek questions Ukrainians' claims.
Even if you have the law which allows you to kill a baby coming from a rape, how do you know it is a rape? Most of the women didn't come from eastern Ukraine. Most of them came from the western part of the country, and there is no war in the western part. So, you know, there are multiple questions about this kind of thing. I think that feminists were trying to use this situation to change the Polish law, saying that they help Ukrainians.
The Foundation for Women and Family Planning says its mission is to support women in need.
Polish law is too restrictive to allow to have an abortion for a Ukrainian woman without shame, without complications, without legal barriers. We discovered that Ukrainian women don't want to speak up about their war rapes. They just want to interrupt the unwanted pregnancy.
This national culture clash has also put Poland on a collision course with the European Union. Abortion is accessible in 25 out of the 27 EU countries, though gestational time limits vary. Only the tiny Mediterranean island nation of Malta has stricter laws than Poland. A majority of EU lawmakers voted to condemn Poland's abortion laws in 2021, and last week, the US was next on their list for public denunciation after the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade.
In the most powerful country in the world, women have no right to decide over their own bodies. It's decided upon by men, old men at that, who are entrenched in a mindset of the past.
Back in Warsaw, Justyna's criminal case carries on at court, and though a conviction may loom, her convictions remain unchanged.
When there is restrictive abortion law, there is only more unsafe abortions. That's it.
For now, the phone keeps ringing, and Justyna keeps picking up. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Rosie Burchard in Warsaw.